Answers Magazine, Volume 12.3, page 24. Creation on Display, In Living Color by John Upchurch. Your eye's complex ability to see color and motion points to the Creator. Even its limitations reveal His purposeful design. From the roof, we watched fireworks explode over downtown Richmond, Virginia. My two daughters pointed and laughed with every flash of red and blue that sizzled into the sky. As the tempo of those 4th of July explosions increased, their little hands couldn't keep up with the symphony of colors and motion. But their eyes? That's a different story. If you had no other evidence the world was designed, and you do, starting with the Bible, one look at all that goes into your ability to see color and motion would remove any excuse for believing it happened by chance. God's design for the eye is that complex and beautifully crafted. Photons, or light particles, bounce off an object toward your eye. There, a lens focuses the light toward the retina at the back of your eye. The retina is a photon-gobbling surface that's stuffed full of photoreceptor cells called rods and cones. Your eye has quite a few of these rods and cones, about 100 million and 6 million, respectively. Rods cover much of the retina, and they have a knack for seeing in dim light, especially for picking up motion in dim light. But they don't do color. For that, you need cones, which are concentrated in a small dimple near the center of your retina called the fovea. Cones do the heavy lifting for things like reading, tracking a baseball, and gazing at beautiful sunsets. You've got three types of cones that respond to different wavelengths of light: red, green, and blue. Your eye combines these three particular colors to make every color on the visible spectrum. At first glance, the rods and cones appear to be in odd places. Rods are concentrated in your peripheral vision, and cones are toward the center. So you sometimes have to look out of the corner of your eye to see things in a dark room, but you have to look directly at the words in a magazine to read them. The fovea makes up only about 1% of your retina, but it uses up about 50% of your brain's visual cortex, the vision processing center. So why did God design an eye that gives sharp focus in only one small area? Well, imagine for a moment that you could see everything in perfect clarity all at once. Talk about overload. God can handle all that information at once, but He designed us to focus on one thing, one face in the crowd, at a time. The rods and cones don't just detect color and motion. They turn the information into electrochemical signals that are then run through other parts of the retina that detect edges and shadows. From there, all that information shoots into different areas of your brain that help you process the images, separating the foreground from the background, estimating distances and angles between different objects, and so on, all in the blink of an eye. And really, that's just a small glimpse into how complex vision is. It gives you a whole new appreciation for Jesus' ability to create vision in the beginning and restore sight to the blind many years later. John Upchurch serves as the Director of Ministry Administration at Pine Lake Church in Jackson, Mississippi. He is also a contributor to the Answers in Genesis website. He graduated summa cum laude from the University of Tennessee with a BA in English.